I want to just briefly look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. You know, this is the book of Ephesians is a book to the church. You know, when people want to know how do we do church? I mean, how do we supposed to function as a church? Well, the book of Ephesians helps us and tells us what we are to do, and it also helps us with our Christian life. You know, we lived through a civil war in the Democratic Republic of Congo before we came down to South Africa. We saw the atrocities of what a civil war is like in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We still see the effects of that in the lives of young girls and women who have gone through the atrocities of a civil war. We've seen that in the lives of young men now, but when they were absconded or taken into the military, they were but mere little boys of 10 years old and shown how to hold a AK-47 and perform atrocities and horrendous things under the influence of drugs and told lies and held captive. And now these young men, you know, living with these scars of what they've done and where they've been and the things that they've seen. And you see this devastation and you come away and say, you know, just, you know, this is just so sad. This is just, and those are the effects of a civil war. But then you get to the book of Ephesians, and as you read the book of Ephesians, and Paul writes and says, you know, we are to, as verse 10 says, and finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You see, he's changing from, in the previous chapters, he's talking about our relationship with one another. He's talking about how that we have, the wall of partition was broken down, how we actually function together as the body of believers, you know, no longer about ourselves, but about the body, how we function together. And then he brings us into the reality of our lives. Every single day, we are going to be in a spiritual warfare. It's relentless. It never gives up. In fact, the more mature you grow in your faith, the war becomes even more intense in your life. It never becomes easier. It becomes harder the more we grow in our maturity as a believer, and the more we understand the Word of God, the intenseness of that becomes greater and greater in our lives. But he gives us in this chapter and in the short time that we have, he writes and says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. My encouragement to you as Straight Gate Church here in downtown Minneapolis, there is so much that you are facing as a church and as individuals in a world that is sick with sin, in a world that is going the opposite direction to us. You know, I challenge people and say, you know, South Africa has the most liberal constitution that you can possibly find. The things that you are facing about homosexuals and same-sex marriages, that's already given place in the constitution of South Africa. Those are already legal things. Those are things that can be done. There's no fighting about them anymore. They just done. And, you know, I'm afraid in the years to come that the South African church is going to be put under pressure using the Constitution. Here in America, you can pull out a piece of paper, the Constitution, and say, we've got some constitutional rights here. You know, this tells me that I have rights. But there's going to come a time that in the South African church that the government can easily pull out the Constitution and say, you must comply. And so the wars, the spiritual war that we're fighting is just going to increase. It's not going to diminish. We must be prepared for this. We must be prepared for it. The only way we can be prepared is to be strong in the Lord. The only way that we can prepare for this is not in our intelligent answers to the world or how we're going to handle this, but it's we to be strong in the Lord, and the second thing, and in the power of His might. Only in God's might are we going to be able to go through many difficult situations and decisions that we may have to make in the future, that those of the time of the church in Ephesus made, and made many times with their lives on the line, or if not been imprisoned or killed for their faith. But in the power of God's might, you know, people have said this is the word where we get our word dynamite from. But when you think of the word dynamite, you think of, in fact, we were at Mount Rushmore, and so we got to watch the video of how they actually did that, and it was very impressive. It was amazing what they did with dynamite to blow out these, you know, the face off the mountain, and next minute you have faces of some presidents, you know, etched in the mountains, and it's amazing what that dynamite could do. But, you know, it's not the destructiveness of God when we read about this power, but what we read is the ability that God can, what God can do. He is able. That's what I see in this power here. It's not the destructiveness of God, but it is what God does. And God does on a day-to-day basis in your life and in my life. Stand in that power. Stand against the wiles of the devil. God has enabled throughout the centuries, and right up until today, tonight, God has stood by those who have stood for Him. And we stand in the power of God, God's ability. So my challenge to you tonight as a church is be strong. Look strong. You know, that's what this world looks at us. Can I tell you, we are so far down the road is because Christians don't look strong in the Lord. We look wimpy. We look like we can be pushed around. I'm not saying we take up a gun, because that's the next thing that I want to share. Because you see, verse 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's not the gun that we pick up like Central African Republic. It's not two religious systems fighting each other. We don't get out there we had a young man many, many years ago. He was a real big guy, German man, and he came on a evangelistic outreach that we had during the summertime. We would go down to the beaches, and we would have children's clubs on the beaches with all the holidaymakers. Children, and one day we were handing out tracts in the parking lot, and we were one side, and some of us are the other side, and Volker, this big old German guy, he's handing out tracts and hands it out to this man, and the man kind of pats his hand away and says, I don't want it, and he hands it to him again, and the guy's waves it away and says, I don't want it. He says, and he hands it the third time, and the guy hits it and it falls down on the ground. He picks it up and he shoves it in his face and he says, I want you to have this. And the man says, I don't want it. And next minute, he picks up the man. He's just this big guy. He just picks this guy up like no effort and slams him down on the hood of the vehicle, takes the track and says, you're going to take it. Well, you know, that's not kind of our evangelistic outreach that we were thinking of, you know. It would make things a lot easier, but that is not what it talks about here. You know, well, needless to say, we all ran to the man's rescue. It's like, Volker, this is not what we do. You know, we scare somebody. I don't know, maybe the person was afraid. Well, this is it. I'm going to go to hell. I better get saved. This guy's going to beat me to death, you know. Well, that's not what the war is about. It's not about taking up physical things. It's not what's happening in Central African Republic where Christians are killing Muslims and Muslims are killing Christians. It's going to be this continually tit for tat for years to come, because it's religious systems, it's powers that are fighting. But you and I today are not fighting for this power, but we're fighting for the truth. We want people to know the truth of Jesus Christ. We want people to know the truth that God created the heavens and the earth. We want people to know that this Bible is God's word. We want people to know that the only way of salvation is through Christ. That's truth. That is where our fight is. Our fight is with sharing the gospel, the truth of the gospel. But we must put on the whole armor of God. Because Satan is going to come with the wiles of the devil, with the craftiness, with the cunningness, with different scheming that he's going to come so that he can deter us or that he can get us off our sure footing. Because the word there that says in, let's just go down. The word in verse 14, it says, "Stand, therefore, having your loins girded." And in verse 11, it says, "Be able to stand." It's the words of talking about digging in. You know, I don't know if you've ever been down to the beach. If you want to really come to a really good beach, you've got to come to South Africa. So South Africa have the best beaches in the world, okay? And you get to swim with the sharks. I mean, you get to enjoy, you know, just swimming with them and see who can outswim who, you know? So, but you, when you get on the beach and you're standing on the beach, you know, when you, and the waves come, you get the sense of being sucked into the sand. That's the idea here. And it's so nice to kind of just wiggle your feet and you kind of dig in. You see, we have to dig in for the long haul. Can I tell you what? No matter who passes what law and what the Constitution protects or doesn't protect, at the end of the day, we as the children of God, we as the church, Straight Gate, we as individuals in Christ, we need to learn to dig in. And it's not going to be just a piece of paper that says, "I have the constitutional right." We're going to have to say, "This is what I believe. And I have to stand on that, regardless of what the consequences are going to be." Whether we are protected or not protected, we have to be willing to stand. And that's my encouragement to you as a church, is that you will take, as verse 13 says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God." That's how we are going to stand through this, is through the armor of God, that we will be able to stand fast in this world that's the tension is growing greater and greater in hatred towards God and hatred towards his people, to his children. But God has given us for this battle between principalities and powers, he has given us an armor to put on that we may be able to stand. Will you stand? Can we come in 4 years' time, or whenever the Lord allows us to come and visit the United States and visit you as a church or other churches, will we find Straight Gate standing for the truth, regardless of what is your liberty or your human right? Because that's what we are relying on right now. But I think we need to be relying more upon what God has given us through his word to stand and be willing to face, regardless of what the consequences are. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have given to us as believers the armor, your armor, which is about truth, righteousness. It's about the gospel. It is about faith. It is about protecting the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. It's just complete. It is all that we need for this battle. And I pray, Lord, that you will help us. Help us to stand fast in your strength and in your power, your might. That we will put on this armor, that we will be able to dig in and stand against the wiles of the devil. So, Lord, I pray that you will allow Straight Gate to continue to stay on course, and that they would be faithful to your word, regardless of the changing of the times. I pray that you will help us as a family in our serving of you, that we will stay the course, that we'll stay within your word, that we allow your word to speak and to direct us and to guide us regardless of where it takes us or how we are to stand fast even if there are great trials. Lord, we pray that you will help us. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen.